This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Two of the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As it's Barry, Nick, and myself on a Thursday in the big city. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Heading to the weekend, which would mean an FEF Friday tomorrow, a Comedian of the Week, and lots more shenanigans as we set you up. But for today, we've been rolling through a good portion of the show. Started off talking Texans. Bill O'Brien had a little presser today via Zoom chat, I believe, with the media. Typical Bill O'Brien, didn't say much but said a lot. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Caesar's Palace came out with the new over-under totals for teams in the league. Buccaneers are up to 9. I'm going to say right on. Over-under, I'm going to say that's about right. I think people forget that division's going to be tough playing those three teams twice. It's not going to be easy for the Bucs. I do think they're going to be better. I'd say 9 is about right. What do you guys think?
I think it's fair.
I think they're going to get, obviously, better quarterback play. I don't know. Right. Carolina, I don't know what Carolina is going to be. Probably not very good. The Falcons are still iffy on whether they're going to be good
Falcons
or not.
Falcons, Saints normally split with them. I don't know, man. Obviously Vegas knows what they're doing too, but I think 9's pretty accurate.
I would want to see their schedule and whatnot, but yeah, that's really only two more games. Is Tom Brady going to win them two more games than Jameis Winston? You're not going to get an argument from me. I don't know what they're. Let me see their schedule real quick here. Oh yeah, no data available. Cool, that's great. Well, I think that makes sense. It does. I think that I don't know that they're winning the division. Obviously, I think the Saints are. Do you think that the Bucs get a wild card? Do you think they end up being a wild card team?
I think they could. I'm not going to say
probably
that they
don't
will.
Win the division, right? They probably. I mean, Saints are the odds-on favorite to win the division. The NFC West is probably going to come down to the Niners and the Seahawks again. North is probably going to be the Packers, and then the NFC.
Well, but
East.
Don't sleep on the fact that the North, depending on what Foles does with the Bears, you already got Packers, Vikings at the top, and obviously the Bears' defense is no one even questions that. If Foles gives them good quarterback play, you got three in the North that are really good.
Yeah, but I think you're going to get two teams out of the West with the Niners and the Seahawks. I think both of those teams go back to the playoffs, so. That leaves one playoff spot, and you're right. Does it come from the North? I don't think it's going to come from the East, as bad as they were last year. Cowboys, I feel like probably end up winning that division, and nobody else makes the playoffs there.
Ooh, so, I mean Philly has the potential if they upgrade the receivers a little bit. Philly has the potential, but
I don't know. I feel like they lucked into and backed into that to get them winning that division. But the North probably, I mean, the North has the potential for the second, wild card.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC South, yeah, see, that's where the Bucs got to be better than the Falcons, for that matter.
I don't think
they make the playoffs, though. I don't think so.
Patriots are at 8.5. I'm going to go under. Division isn't great, but we don't know what they're doing at quarterback.
That's the big
question marks right now. Defense lost some guys. I'm going to go under.
Ooh, yeah, I'll take the under on that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
And here's you think the Patriots make the playoffs?
I do not.
Really?
Well, you know what?
You don't even think they win
that
division.
I take that back. They can no with the Bills in the division. I do not. Yeah. I do not think the Patriots make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, I think it's possible that
it's possible, but do they?
No, I guess not. If it gun to my head, if I was betting my house on it, no, I don't think they do.
Nick, Patriots making the playoffs?
I think they do, man. I don't see why not. I mean, it's obviously going to be unfamiliar territory because Bill Belichick is going to have to pay more attention to the quarterback position, I think, now than he has ever had in a really, really long time. But I think he's still got it. I don't know if they'll go very far. I think they can. But you do make a good point about the Bills because they're obviously playing their butts off.
Yeah. Got Diggs. So they added another receiver for Josh Allen. He's another year into the league with more experience. Their defense is really, really good. And they were looking for this kind of opportunity to capitalize on it. Okay, so here's the other one. Texans, 8.5.
Now remember, take that over.
Are you? Because yeah. I was going to say, now remember, skip the division for a second. They're playing the North. So they got games against Green Bay, Chicago, and Minnesota.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'll take the under.
I'm taking the under as well.
Yeah, that, I forgot about that.
Nick, are you playing like Battlestar Galactica back there? Or?
My bad. That was
just pushing
on
buttons.
Accident. My bad.
Just Joel over here breaking the fourth wall again, Nick. Don't worry about it.
Nick, it's look, Nick, huh? Nick. Barry started the trend. Now all bets are off. Now, you can just call out anybody at anything anymore, and it doesn't matter. So
don't steal my bit, Joel.
Now let me ask you a question. Before the Hopkins trade, 8.5 over under.
I would have said over.
Yeah. I would have said 9 games though. It wouldn't have been more. It would have, because when you originally asked, that was my thought. Yeah, they'll go 9-7 again. That's the safe bet with the Texans team coached by Bill O'Brien. I don't care who it is, what quarterback play. Pick 9-7. Chances are you're probably going to nail it. So if it's set at 8.5, I'll take the over because that's 9.
I think before the Hopkins trade, they go over. I think after the Hopkins trade, I'm convinced they're going under.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's good logic.
So, we'll see. And again, if you missed the Bill O'Brien press conference, he didn't miss much. But, you know, he was constantly gloating and trying to spin cycle everything into how good they are and how good they're going to be. Not many people buying into it at this point, including the media. But we'll see. That's what he wants you to do. He said he's asking for everybody to hold out any passing of judgment for the next 1 to 3 years.
I forgot about this, though. Somebody just texted the show and said, don't forget 3 wild cards this year.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, so go back. Circle back a little bit now. Do you still think the Patriots don't make the playoffs with 3 wild card teams? Because now, I mean, division, you look at the division. I don't know if I don't know what to make of the Raiders or the Broncos or the Chargers. I don't know if the AFC West has another – gets a wild card. AFC South could get one. I think the Titans and Texans could, you know, that's possible.
Don't sleep on the Colts.
Colts could get a wild card. I think the AFC North could see 2 teams with the Steelers and the Ravens. And then it's possible that the Patriots and the Bucks back their way in with that in that third playoff spot. It's very possible.
Yeah, I just think it's possible. You're right. I think it's more possible for the Bucks than it is for the Texans, but we'll see. I mean, I think if Phillip Rivers is healthy, I mean, and with a lot of the weapons and the strengths of that team, I think the Colts are a step above where they were a year ago. So we'll see. A year smarter and a little better is pretty good when you're talking about they didn't have a lot of fall off where the Texans did. Obviously, you subtract one of the best receivers in the game, whatever else you do, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean, if Bill O'Brien is bragging about what Tim Jernigan or whatever, the guy that that was a big move for us. If that's your big move, and then you said you had to re-sign your own, but you didn't re-sign DJ Reader, and
Yeah, your big move. No. Here's the thing. The big move was getting rid of DeAndre Hopkins. That was your big move. Doesn't mean it was great, but it was huge. That was huge. That had a huge impact on this team, just not in a positive way. But that was your big move, Bill.
Yeah. I just think there's too many question marks, not enough answers when you're talking about the Texans compared to so many other teams. So we'll see how it actually inevitably all unfolds. But Obviously, another reason to talk Texans today with Bill O'Brien talking with the media, and not a lot of people buying what he's selling.
Barry sucks so much. China released the coronavirus just to save us from him. All right.
Wow.
Barry sucks so bad he would be the perfect candidate for president. That was from Jay Nix. Not bad, Jay. I deleted all the rest because they were terrible. Hacky.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we'll continue to roll through the final hour of the show. If you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the road, in the house, wherever you may be, people celebrating birthdays and cleaning the garage, building nurseries, whatever the case may be. Let us know where you are, what you're doing, and that you're listening. We appreciate you, and hopefully we're giving you some levity and entertainment throughout your days as you get through all of this. We mentioned every day at about this time. If you miss any portion of the show, go to ESPN975.com. And you can click on the show tab at the top of the page. The menu will come down. You click on the hours you missed. While you're there on the front page, download the app. Then you don't miss a single ESPN 97.5 show throughout your day. And because of it, your days are much better and brighter. I'll tell you that right now.
Do it. Do it, do it, do it.
And then there's that. Give you a little so, extra there. Yeah. Well, it makes up for some of the other days. You started something, man. Everybody's on this. Barry sucks. Some people.
Most of them are kind of hacky.
Some people not keeping it to just you, I saw, which I don't appreciate, but that's fine. Jim is on the phone. He wants to talk Mark Cuban. Jim, what's going on? Okay.
Justin, by the way. But two things, gentlemen. Thanks for keeping us entertained. First off, I saw that Mark Cuban's doing this all-in challenge, and apparently he's signing someone to a one-day contract, and they're actually going to be able to go into a game and make free throw. It sparked something in my wild mind. If I was an NBA owner playing against the Michael Jordan, Steph Curry in the old NBA, as y'all mentioned earlier, I would sign a Joe Schmo off the streets to a one-day contract and say, look, go get your best one shot. You're going to catch a flagrant. You might get suspended, but I don't need you anyway. Wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that. And then I've got an over-under for y'all, too. So over-under 20 games missed by Texans receivers. For example, if you have Fuller and Randall Cobb out for one game, that would be two missed games.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for your time, guys.
What was the over-under? 20?
What was the question again? I didn't understand. I didn't get it.
He said over-under for Texans receivers. And I want to say he said 20 games total between all the receivers.
Total missed games.
Yeah.
So, like, if Fuller misses four,
yeah. So he said if
Cobb misses three, that's
right,
seven.
Right. And if there's multiples on the same game, I'm going to take the under as well.
Yeah, if it's 20, I'll take the under. But I think on average, each guy is going to miss 3.5 games. So if I said on average, each of the receivers misses 3.5 games, what would you take, the over or the under?
That sounds about right on. 3.5 games for each receiver. You know Fuller's going to get there and probably
well,
have extra
you
got to
take the over or the under. You can't say 3.5 is perfect. Over. You got to take one or the other. What would you take?
Over.
Okay.
Assuming Kiki Kuti makes the team but never plays hardly a game yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
what are you taking?
Now you got to say starters because he's not a starter. So if he misses a game, that's just, you know, DNP. CD,
well,
so.
Now, wait a minute. He isn't a starter as we sit here today, but if they do something stupid with Kenny Stills,
yeah, well,
he then becomes a starter.
If you mean when. But, yeah, I based on the starters, you know, if we're just going to say Cobb, Cooks, Stills, and Fuller, God, what a mash unit. Yeah, if I set it at 3.5, I'm taking the over as well at 4. Nick, what about you?
Probably taking the over as well. I don't see why not.
Now, he also mentioned this Mark Cuban thing. It's twofold because, you know, I do want to get into a little bit the fact, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but you know, all these celebrities and athletes are stepping up to do things to try and raise money during the coronavirus for people to get food and everything that they need. And a lot of people are throwing out some pretty cool things. But amongst them, if he's mentioning, I mean, essentially what he's talking about is a goon in hockey.
Right.
You know, if you're going to hire, you know, you're going to hire a guy like Kevin McHale, always hoped Joey Dorsey could at least do that, and he couldn't even do that well. But, you know, I don't know. I think obviously that's something the league would be would frown upon. I think that they might do something, not that they would go as sincerely directed, focused, and harsh as they did on Donald Sterling, but they would go in. I think they would go at an owner if they found out he had something to do with it, and either force him, they would suspend him, and or force him to sell the team, because I think that they frown on that kind of deliberate violence. But yeah, it's a different era, so therefore it's not gonna go over. I think back in the day, if you had some guy that you just, you know, that was, as long as you made it somewhat legitimate, you hired a guy that, you know, just was maybe out of the league or was a college player, and you did something where a guy, you know, gave someone a hard foul. I mean, I think you could get away with a lot more back then than you could now, but I think it's going to be completely frowned upon.
Yeah, that's not the era that we play. I mean, would you say all the sports are softer now?
Yeah, I would, because, you know, you can't touch the quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah,
you know,
there's receivers
and quarterbacks,
right?
Were fair game. Yeah,
I don't know. I think everything has gotten
is baseball.
Softer. Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Baseball softer from a fighting on the field perspective. From a what you can't. I mean, you remember hard slides in the second? That's not a thing anymore. You used to do that
true.
All the time.
That's true. Yeah.
You can't run into the catcher at the plate. Pete Rose did it in an All-Star game. Didn't even count, and he's mowing dudes down. Yeah, it's a softer game in baseball. It's a softer game in basketball. There's no goons. There's not as many guys that go out just looking. You know, there's no more Bill Laimbeers in basketball. There's no more Dennis Rodmans who would go out and pick fights. Hell, there's not even any more Ron Artests or Meta World Peace.
No, it's a good point.
And in football. You know, I mean, dude, when you think about the old 70s and 80s linebackers that would just clothesline people, Ronnie Lott just decapitating receivers.
Bill Romanowski.
Just thinking Ernest Gibbons was broken in half every Sunday. And being amazed that a dude that dressed so pretty was so tough. That's not a thing anymore.
No, it really isn't. But you think about it, there was dirty players throughout. But again, you also can't touch a quarterback. You can't touch a receiver. You know, everything has been highly protected there. So, you know, a game that's a full contact sport, they're minimizing the contact as much as possible, even in the practices, when there's only so many days that you can actually hit in practice. So, yeah, I mean, it is softer across the board. I would think that's right.
Yep.
And by the way, this all-in challenge that Justin was speaking of, there's a lot of things going up, and there's a lot of if people want to get in and get some one-of-a-kind experiences and in the process, do great, great justice to people that need food and are dealing with hunger issues. You've got fans can donate for a chance to win a walk-on role in a Leonardo DiCaprio, De Niro, and Scorsese film. You've got the one-day contract from Mark Cuban to play with the Mavs. You've got several celebs, Leonard Fournette today, offered up, I believe it was a Bentley that was his first car when he got drafted in the NFL. Says he doesn't use it, doesn't need it. So he's donating that.
That's cool.
Yep. I want to say it wasn't Meek Mill, but gosh darn it, I can't remember his name now. It's the McLarens that I told you guys that were parked outside the hotel we stayed at in Beverly Hills when we were in the playoffs, that he had three cars out there. Well, he's donating one of his Rolls Royces. I think it was Wiz Khalifa. Yes, Nick, thank you. That he's donating one of his cars that you could win. So you donate, and I believe you're in like a drawing or something like it is. It's not even like a, you know, bidding war to win these things. You donate for a chance to win the prizes, which is very, very cool.
That is really awesome. And this is going on where? All over?
All over the country. And you get in by going to allinchallenge.com. A-Rod, one-on-one batting lesson, lunch, and his two World Series trophies.
And he'll inject you with steroids for free.
Yep. That would be an added bonus for a lot of people. There's meet and greets. Tom Brady's giving up his first game-worn Buccaneers jersey as part of a meet and greet. Shaq's doing a meet and greet. Peyton Manning's doing a meet and greet. There's Damn. So many people coughing up some serious, serious stuff that it really is worth your time and energy. If you can make a donation, it could really be very, very cool. 18 holes at Michael Jordan's private golf course with Bubba Watson. A ride along with Daytona 500 champion Denny Hamlin.
This is really cool. I was trying to find the... Because you said allinchallenge.com. Don't go to that. That doesn't look like that's the right thing.
I was right. It was Meek Mill, by the way. So Meek Mill is donated his Rolls-Royce Phantom. He donated it. Says, I don't need the car. I need to help feed people.
Wow.
So Bieber has committed to flying to a fan's house for a solo performance, which was all Justin Bieber's idea.
You could be in Kevin Hart's next movie. And you could do that for as little as $10. Do you think anybody that does the $10 wins?
I hope so, but I don't know.
This is a great idea, by the way. I mean, this is absolutely an amazing idea.
Really, really cool stuff, yeah. So worth talking about there. And again, allinchallenge.com if you want to get in on it and have a chance to win. But very cool that people are kicking that stuff up.
Nick, if I find something that you can hang out with Mia Khalifa, you want me to donate for you, buddy?
Probably not. Sir.
Okay. I mean, all right.
He's not mad. He gave you a sir.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a half hour to go on the show. So we still have time for you to get involved if you want to get in on the show. 713-780-3776. You can call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It's the final half hour next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes to go on the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Thursday in the big city. Barry, Nick, and Joel here to roll you through until 4. Blitz takes you all the way until 7. So having some fun on a Thursday here. Good conversation today for the most part. Still got some ass clowns on the text message I've seen. But
yeah, I had to handle one number. He just likes to be – I don't mind the negativity, but damn. So
I got another one that's the president of my fan club. You can block it anytime, and I'll be good with it.
Walt had a pretty decent point on our discussion about would the Patriots make the playoffs or not now and the Bucs making the playoffs or not. It's an interesting thing, I think. He said the Patriots went 12-4 last season with basically a quarterback ranked 20th in QBR. I'm sure they'll fall that far. I'm not sure they'll fall that far off with a serviceable replacement. I mean,
it's a good point. You're right. It's a good point. But here's the thing. Like I said, when you start talking about all the other guys they've lost, you know, they lost, I think it's Jamie Collins. They lost a lot of guys that made them better defensively. Their running game really fell completely off the table where, you know, White was one thing as a back out of the backfield. But, you know, the other guys that they have didn't perform, which made it tougher on Brady. Obviously, he didn't look great anyway. All you got is basically Edelman. The young kid they drafted didn't pan out in the first year, was hurt. They were grasping at straws with Josh Gordon and trying to get AB right. So, I mean, I understand Walt's point if that was all that it was, but it seems like now there's so much more to it.
But I think to what he's saying, what's the fall off? Right. I mean, at the end of the day, I know you don't, but I still believe in that defense. There was not a lot of weapons to begin with. I still think they can run the ball, and that's what they're going to rely on in it anyways. They're going to be a running team that plays defense. So if you get a game manager in there that ends up somewhere between 18 and 22 in QBR, as long as you can run the ball and play defense.
But you bring up the big if,
Gary. Why couldn't you get the third wild card spot?
Wait, time out. But you say everything you're predicating it around is running the football. So tell me how they're going to run the football.
You hand it off, and then the guy finds a place where there's no other defenders, and
right.
You run
Who's
to that
running
area.
The football?
Oh hell, I'd have to. I don't even. I'd have to go look on the damn depth chart. Let me pull up their depth chart.
I mean, you're expecting James White, and you know, obviously you know I love the Badgers, but James White ain't going to get it done for you. Except for he's a good receiver out of the backfield. But other than that, you know, I don't think that he's anything to write home about.
Sony Michel had 1,000 yards last year.
Sony Michel was okay. He wasn't – let's just put it this way. He didn't live up to expectations at all.
Yeah. Well, so, they had what? Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, James White. That was the big three that they had. And really, Sony Michel was getting the bulk of the carries. And I mean, he had 7 touchdowns. He didn't have a great yards per carry.
They had Brandon Bolden too, but I mean, seriously, I think I understand what you're saying if they can run the football, but that's a huge if. And then you got Mohamed Sanu, who they picked up late in the year last year to go on the other side of Edelman. But overall, and then as much as they used to rely on the tight end, now if your top two tight ends are Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo, oh, how the mighty have fallen in terms of, you know, you had not only after you had Gronk, but you had Ben Watson. You had other guys that came in, filled a role, and they were better than average tight ends in the NFL. Now you've got literally holes all up and down the line.
Well, and don't forget, I mean, the big blow is they lost their QB, Cody Kessler. So that's
okay. And again, like if we go by what Mitch said, they still have Dante Hightower on defense, but they lost Jamie Collins. They've lost a lot of guys, and when you look at what they're relying on in terms of guys that at one time were on top of their game, but Patrick Chung has lost a step. You got the McCourty brothers who are getting older. You got Stephon Gilmore, who's still better than average. But
yeah, I think you're sleeping on that. That was a really, really good defense.
Their defensive line took some hits. You look at across the board, and you're looking at their defensive line. Lawrence Guy, Byron Cowart, John Simon, Shalik Calhoun, Jawan Bentley, Dante Hightower, Chase Winovich. Winovich will be in his second year. To me, the secondary can still hold their own. The D-line and linebackers don't scare me at all, and I think that they're going to take a huge step back defensively.
Huge. So what do you mean by huge? How bad are they going to be?
Where were they last year? Because for a good portion of last year, they were top half of the league.
Yeah, well, they were number one in yards per game. Let me see. I'll pull up the scoring. But yeah, they didn't give up any. Let's see, points per game, they were number one at 14.1.
Mm-hmm.
Total yards per game, they were number one at allowing 276 yards a game.
Say that they were top 10 for sure, maybe top 5.
No, they were the number one defense last year. They were the
You're talking
number
about
one
points allowed.
Last year. Points allowed, one, total yards a game. I mean, like
that makes it even easier for me. They're definitely falling off. I will tell you that right now, they will be lucky to be top 10.
You're on crack.
We'll see.
I don't think they fall out of the top 5. It's
My God, it's on then because yeah. I definitely think they're out of the top 5. I said they're lucky to be in the top 10.
Top 5 means they're giving up 18 to 19 points a game. You think Bill Belichick is going to allow his defense to give up 18 to 19 points a game?
Bill Belichick doesn't have a helmet on, Barry.
He'll make all the moves that he needs to, though, get the right guys in there.
All right. I mean, look, I'm not disagreeing with you in terms of Bill Belichick scheming, but I think you've got to have talent to execute. I don't think he has nearly the talent he had a year ago.
Okay.
All right, we'll get Clarence in here before the break. He hung up. He came back. I pleaded with him on Twitter, so let's get him in here. Clarence, what's going on?
What up, guys? How's it going?
Good to hear your voice, big man. You still working out?
Yeah, I've been doing walks and stuff, you know, trying to stay active.
Good.
But first off, I wanted to say y'all are doing a great thing for the first responders. I went up there to get some barbecue and saw them spraying out ambulances and saw a fire truck in line. So Courtney's out there working hard. So y'all, I appreciate that. Y'all doing That's great awesome. Things for those people. And as far as the NFL, first thing I wanted to say, y'all were talking about the Buccaneers and the NFC South and what the schedule is going to be. It's going to be a dogfight next this upcoming season with the schedules that they're playing because they're playing the AFC West and the NFC North. Between the, and the only team that has to play the 49ers is the Saints. Everyone else plays the Chiefs, so going to be a dogfight with that schedule coming up. And speaking of the NFL, I think the only thing that will really still save Bill O'Brien is what probably is going to be a reality is the NFL might have a shortened season, maybe 8 games. Mm-hmm. So y'all talking about the wide receivers being out 3-4 games apiece. That's half of the season because I really don't see a full season going to happen. That's just reality of the situation. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, stay safe out there, brother. We appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Check in with us. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I said, you know, if they're lucky right now, the only sport that I think in my mind has a chance to be on time is college and pro football. And I think mm-hmm. I think that's up for debate. I think that, you know, this next month and a half is so critical on so many different levels. And as you said, Barry, the more important thing is to concentrate on the fact that sports is a distraction, but it can't be your top priority right now because there's too much that's at stake right now.
Yeah, it's got to be – everything has to be secondary to losing lives. That's my opinion. I know there are people that disagree with that. They want to see the economy started. I know people are losing their jobs. Businesses are closing. I get it. I understand. But there are also people dying. And to me, that's sports way down on the list. And if we don't get a full NFL season or a full college season, okay. I mean, that's just the reality that we're living in. But he does – I mean, the point that he was making about the shortened season and the receivers is a good point and it's saving Bill O'Brien. That is the one thing where he would get another year. Because you can see what the team was like. You know, through if it's 7, 8, 9 games, but if you're without those extra games, without the other, you know, 9, 6, 7, 8 games, you're not really going to know. So that gets him off the hook at least for another year.
We'll see. I mean, I think there's a lot of hopeful fans that are willing to sacrifice one season, especially if it's shortened. Mm-hmm. If it means that Bill O'Brien has to face the music. I don't know if they're going to be lucky enough to get what they want, but you know, maybe Cal McNair, when it's all about money, realizes if there's any year to take it in the shorts, it would be this year in terms of shortened season. And, you know, teams could write it off for a lot of ways. But Bill O'Brien's probably going to write it off too, going, hey, man, very difficult set of circumstances. I mean, we wanted to win, but there was no way with the limited time we had and, you know, not getting the guys in here. I just think it'd be a big problem.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got one segment to go on the show. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, final segment, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN. So you've got a full day and night of entertainment ahead. No problem there. As we were talking about NFL-type issues. Barry, I have something particularly for you, but Nick, you as well. But I don't think you're as picky as one Barry Laminack. But we know that the draft next week is going to be all done basically online. But we also talked about the fact that ESPN, NFL Network, and all the talent that they have is going to be strategically located, not only covering different teams, but they're going to have cameras with a lot of the different players that will be drafted. The NFL has sent out a memo that is going to dictate not only what they can wear and what they can't wear, but, oh, Mr. Laminack, I hate to break it to you, but your tiger cakes or zebra cakes or whatever you call it and all your Little Debbie products, that's a no-no.
What?
Yeah. So as it goes from the memo, players' clothing is going to be dictated by only logos that are associated with the NFL or an NFL team. So you can wear NFL team gear and or Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, or New Era. But the clothing is expected to be clean, free of liberal or hate speech, cannot make a political statement. References to alcohol, drugs, or gambling, including poker, are prohibited.
Time out. What does liberal or hate speech mean? What hate speech is. What do they mean by liberal? Is that – are they saying, like, you can't bash the president? Or, like, if you're a liberal – you can't say it, but if you're conservative, you can. That's kind of confusing.
I think it's essentially trying to break down no political statements one way or the other.
Well, why would you just say liberal unless I'm not understanding the turn of phrase there?
Yeah, I don't know. And I also think that, you know, for a league that's trying to be a players league, don't we all know, and it's happened in years past with all these different draft parties that a lot of the players have, they're signing sponsorship deals for this very night. They're cashing in. And so – you know, in a lot, I understand you don't want to be dicey and racy and offensive on T-shirts, but the fact that you're, you know, and most of these guys already have their shoe deals done, but they're going to be making deals to where they're going to be, they've always, you know, tried to wear things or have things in the background that kind of get them some extra cash. So you're kind of taking it away from them, because here's the kicker for you, Barry. Draftees are also going to receive a welcome kit of products from NFL partners, including Pepsi and their products, Pepsi Mountain Dew, Bubbly, Gatorade, and then Frito-Lay snacks such as Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, Mars candy, including Skittles, Snickers, and M&M. But if you don't fall under that umbrella, other products are going to be frowned upon.
Wow, this is very – I don't understand this. Are these cats going to get money for all the promotion?
I think – you know, and again, this is the NFL being naive. I think the NFL, and this is the way it's worked in professional sports for a lot of years, they feel like if they supply all this stuff for you and for your guests, that they've done enough and that's good enough. But you know that these players are going to push back going, yo, Wingstop's going to pay me blah, blah, blah for having a party at my house. Why can't I do that?
Yep. I mean, that makes no sense to me. What if I got a deal with Zebra Cakes? You telling me that as I'm an independent contractor, right? Like, I can – that's my – no.
And I the other thing
yet.
Is
– I don't work
you got
for you
candy,
yet. I don't have a contract
chips,
in the NFL yet. How are you going to hold me to that?
And you got candy, chips, and drinks. What if Subway came to me and said, you know what? Or Papa John's and said, hey –
what if I'm a guy that's like, nope, I don't believe in junk food. I think it's bad for people. I think it gives people diabetes and other health diseases. And I think all that stuff is garbage and trash and you shouldn't put that in your body. I believe in eating cauliflower and drinking water. And that's what I want to promote, the cauliflower industry. What if you're against all the stuff that they're wanting you to promote? That's a slippery slope, I think, for the NFL. And
I got another one for you.
If I was getting paid by somebody not on that list, I'd be pissed.
What if you got a draft pick whose family operates or owns a food joint, a Pizza Hut, you know, a Domino's? And so – and they're doing their draft party, obviously, at the house, but they're doing it and say they live in some random town where they know that the Domino's is one of the main stops or in their area. And they figure, hey, there are going to be cameras at the house plus the local news media and everything else. We need to do this for the betterment of the business.
Yeah.
You going to hold them back for that?
That's a It raises a really good question.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very interesting. So throwing that out there as we get closer to the draft next week, we're going to have it here on ESPN 97.5. Very, very cool stuff. So Thursday night we'll have the first round. Friday night we'll have full coverage starting at 6, and then all day Saturday. So lots of draft coverage all right here on ESPN 97.5. You're home for the NFL draft. Very cool stuff there as well, worth mentioning. Also worth mentioning that Mr. Chestnut, is the world-eating champion that we all know, is going to be joining the Blitz sometime between 4 and 7, so just another reason to listen to Fred and AJ and the boys this afternoon. Throw that out there as well. Astros news, in case you were wondering, Justin Verlander is already throwing again after surgery, so if there's one player that's benefiting more than most by everything that's going on with the coronavirus, it's the fact that if the schedule went on as planned, Justin Verlander would have been nowhere near a mound on opening day and still wouldn't be throwing midway through the first month, the full month of the season. Now, depending on when they start, you would assume that he's going to be ready to pitch opening day.
Boy, I hope so.
They're going to need him.
It's weird. I was wondering why, because I've been doing that MLB The Show. I've been playing that and streaming it on Twitch sometimes. And I was like, why am I only allowed to be – like, Verlander's not in the rotation. I can go with McCullers. I can go with Zach Greinke. And then it dawned on me, well, duh, because he's out with the injury. So That's why he's not available. But, yeah, he needs to get back so that I can go out and not lose to the Rangers 5-1 because I got to run out plus throwing Zach Greinke out on the mound.
Forget
all the real life stuff. This is affecting my MLB The Show play. I don't like this. I'm losing to the Rangers. Also, I may have ran into a triple play, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at this game this year.
Well, that's another reason why you don't want to play anybody, but because you know you'll slaughter me, which is why I'm not going to play.
No. Here, I did think about this though. I did, because I think it was Patrick Randall on Twitter that had the idea about playing. You know, using it as a promotion tool for the show and stuff. So I thought, you know what, it's not a bad idea. I think maybe starting in May. Mm-hmm. Once a week, I'll play a random listener that wants to get online and play me in MLB The Show.
Wow.
Once a week. But you got to be following me on Twitch, but I would do that once a week. I think that would actually be fun.
Well, there you go.
Even though I suck. So, yeah, we'll do that. Random listener. Nick, you're gonna get online and get you a PlayStation 5 next year?
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that happens, because I know you're going to be pissed off the first time you lose and someone not only beats you but talks a lot of mess.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be bad, especially giving up because I'm trying this new hitting interface where it's more realistic. Like you have it's almost like you've got to get the bat on the ball instead of just mashing the X button and it's a timing thing. You have to actually – I'm not good at that, dude. I'm not good at that at all. So bad.
Practice makes perfect. You'll get there.
Yeah. I plan on playing it a bunch, though.
So. Well, there you go. All right, that'll about do it for us on a Thursday in the big city. You got your comedian for tomorrow?
What'd you say?
You got your comedian for tomorrow?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just need to hit him up online, but I actually do have somebody in mind already. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good deal. All right, before we go to the break and get you ready for the Blitz, I do want to tell you about Apollo Men's Health. They're still open in the Pearland and Lake Jackson areas, two different locations, but they are very close by to near downtown Houston. Very easily to get to for all you guys that are lacking energy and want to do something about it. Maybe it's because your family is back at the house with you and you just don't have the energy you have to play with your kids. Maybe you want to start working out again and you just don't have the drive, or maybe you don't have the drive where you need it most in the bedroom. Apollo Men's Health is here to help. The Apollo Effect is comprehensive health care rooted in compassion and a desire for great outcomes for every one of their patients. They offer convenient, quick, and easy hormone pellet therapy, cutting-edge testosterone therapy that significantly decreases office visits but gives you more freedom in the course of your week, so you don't have to constantly go in to get the consultations, but you do get all the energy that you're desiring from the very get-go. Body composition analysis is also there to help set, meet, and overcome your individual weight goals. and minor and acute illnesses. They have your flu vaccines because preventative medical care can never hurt. Check them out because all of your men's issues and all of your health issues can be addressed in one simple location. 832-664-9966 or apollomh.com, where you can book your first appointment online. Most major insurance accepted. And when you're at Apollo Men's Health, you're at home and part of our family. So check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by. All right, Blitz is coming up next. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.